My name is Matjaž Pikalo. I'm coming from Slovenia. I live in Ljubljana. Ljubljana is also UNESCO City of Literature since 2015.
Like Iowa City.
Like Iowa City. And I'm a poet, writer, musician, and soccer player.
A soccer player?
Too.
Do you think that the U.S. will ever win a World Cup?
You mean next year in Russia?
Perhaps.
Perhaps, perhaps. I hope that Slovenia will qualify to the World Cup, too.
Tell me a little bit, what are the themes that you you pick for your artistic endeavors?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you that I was inspired by sea. And
by sea?
By sea. I wrote... I'm a songwriter too, and I wrote in the last year 12 songs inspired by sea. Okay. And I also made music. I play accordion, and I hope that when I will come back to Slovenia, recorded it.
Mm-hmm. Does your artistic work touch on current events or news of the day or themes that we have? That people are thinking about in 2017?
Depends. But I can say that I was inspired by democracy, let's say so, or election for president in 1990, when there was first president election in Slovenia, democratic election, and by chance I was a candidate for a president of Slovenia.
You were.
Yes, I was, and we made it like a performance. I was at that time working on Radio Student as announcer. My nickname was Dr. Voice, and my logo was Dr. Voice for President.
What do people think in your homeland in Slovenia now that the United States, the First Lady of the United States, is a Slovenian, Melania Trump?
Yeah, we are proud of her, absolutely.
What else do people talk about in terms of who she is and what she brings to the White House?
Elegancy. She is a great support to her husband. And she is representing Slovenia as well.
Mm-hmm. Would you say she's a typical Slovenian? We don't know much about Slovenia. It's a relatively small country. Is she typical, perhaps?
She is, but she's also very, very, courage to go...
Brave, yeah.
Brave. To go to America, I don't know, 20 years ago. And succeeded there.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, you're here now with writers, more than 30 writers from all around the world. You're just getting to know them. I don't know, have you been in the United States before?
No, this mm-hmm. is my first time to be in the United States.
And the first time in Iowa, then, obviously?
Obviously, the first time in Iowa.
So tell us, what are your first impressions?
So, I only know Iowa campus. And it's a campus par excellence that I only wish to have when I was a student. I must not forget, I must say that Iowa International Writing Program is echoing in Slovenia right now very well.
What do you mean by that?
Information about this international writing program is all around medias, on radio, you know, on websites.
So people know when you say Iowa in Slovenia, people know what that means?
Yes. Not just from now, but also the elders remember when our greatest poet Tomáš Šalamún was there. I mean, greatest contemporary poet was in Iowa City.
What do you expect to get from this 12-week residency? What are your goals? Do you have some concrete goals?
Of course. I wanted to finish or to rewrite my script for the movie called The Girl. Then I want to write a text for a postcard book for in memoriam of my friend, my best friend, Slovenian poet Aleš Debeljak. He died 2 years ago. And, of course, I want to translate some poems from my last book of poetry, You Said That You Wish, with a little help of my friend.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I know I've held you up from the nice dinner that we have prepared. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.